We basically, as a society, have been conditioned to refuse to accept the real answer to what makes so many people so dissatisfied with their romantic and sexual relationships. And I mean, of course, I think what God tells us about the way that women and men should treat each other and what the proper boundaries for sex are, those are the good ones. And those are really hard to uphold, you know, not having sex until you're married and then keeping that within your marriage is very, very difficult. And so we would rather lie to ourselves and say, I can go have hookups, or I could have sex with my, you know, committed boyfriend, and it's going to be just fine. And, you know, God wasn't kidding. You know, what he told us is best for us really is best for us. And so all of these people are facing the fact that they've transgressed against, you know, God's best plan for them, and they're feeling the pain of that, but they're just refusing to admit that the real source of it was their disobedience. And so everyone is casting about looking for what could possibly be the source of this problem. And it's anything but the fact that I made bad decisions. It's got to be, you know, somebody victimized me, or men, you know, don't ask for consent enough, or this, that, or the other. Basically, I will take any answer except for the real one, because the real one would require me to do things that I'm not prepared to do and face truths that I'm not prepared to face.